Nectar of Devotion, Chapter 34. The Nectar of Devotion. The particular type of ecstatic loving sentiment which develops within the heart of a particular devotee is considered to be the bhava, and the resultant manifestations, such as the moving of eyebrows, fear, astonishment, and smiling, which have been explained herein before, are called anubhava. The different causes for developing anubhava and vibhava are called steady ecstasy or sanchari bhava. Whenever there is a recitation of poetry or a dramatic play on the different pastimes of Krishna, the audience develops different kinds of transcendental loving service for the Lord. They thus enjoy different types of vibhava, anubhava, and sanchari bhava. But while remaining on the material platform, no one should discuss these different descriptions of bhava and anubhava by quoting different statements of transcendental literatures, for such manifestations are displays of the transcendental pleasure potency of the Lord. One should simply try to understand that on the spiritual platform there are many varieties of reciprocal love. Such loving exchanges should never be considered material. In the Mahabharata Udyama Parva, it is warned that things which are inconceivable should not be subjected to arguments. Actually, the transactions of the spiritual world are inconceivable to us in our present state of life. Great liberated souls like Rupa Goswami and others have tried to give us some hints of the transcendental activities in the spiritual world. But on the whole, these transactions will remain inconceivable to us at the present moment. And understanding the exchanges of transcendental loving service with Krishna is possible only when one is actually in touch with the pleasure potency of the Supreme Lord. In this connection, Sri Rupa Goswami gives an example of the clouds in the sky. The clouds in the sky arise from the ocean, and when the clouds become full with water once again, and then fall to the ground, they glide back to the ocean. Thus, the pleasure potency of Krishna is compared to the ocean. The pure devotee is the pleasure-possessing cloud, and when the pure devotee is filled with transcendental loving service, then such a pure devotee can bestow mercy as a downpour of rain, and the pleasure potency returns to the ocean of Krishna. Direct and indirect attraction for Krishna. Transcendental pleasure derived from devotional service can be divided into two groups: direct devotional service and indirect devotional service. Direct devotional service is divided into five transcendental humors or flavors, while indirect devotional service is divided into seven transcendental humors. Direct devotional services are as follows: neutrality, servitude, fraternity, paternity, conjugal love. Indirect devotional service is divided into laughter, compassion, anger, chivalry, dread, astonishment, ghastliness. Devotional service can therefore be divided into 12 types, each of which has a different color. The colors are white, multicolored, orange, red, light green, gray, yellow, off-white, smoky, pink, black, and cloudy. The 12 different kinds of transcendental humors are controlled by different incarnations of Godhead, such as Kapila, Madhava, Upendra, Nrsingha, Nandanandana, Balaram, Kurma, Kalki, Raghava, Bhargava, Varaha, and Matsya. Sustenance, manifestation, expansion, reflection, and lamentation are the five visible symptoms in exchanges of ecstatic love. The test of devotional service can therefore be made in terms of these five symptoms. In the devotional service of neutrality, there is sustenance. In chivalrous devotional service, there is expansion. In compassionate devotional service, there is reflection. In angry devotional service, there is lamentation, and so on. An apparently pitiable condition in devotional service may appear distressing to the inexperienced student, but the feelings of the devotee in this pitiable condition are considered to be ecstatic by expert devotees. For example, the subject matter of the Ramayana is sometimes considered pitiable and distressing to the heart, but actually that is not the fact. For the Ramayana narrates how Lord Ram was sent to the forest by his father just when he was going to be enthroned. After Lord Ram's departure, Maharaj Dasharath, his father, died. In the forest, his wife, Sita Devi, was kidnapped by Ravana, and there was a great war. When Sita Devi was finally delivered from the clutches of Ravana, Ravana's whole family and kingdom and Ravana himself were all vanquished. When Sita Devi came home, she was tried by fire, and after some days, Sita was again banished to the forest. So all of these subjects in the Ramayana seem very pitiable, and they appear very distressing to the reciter. But actually, they are not. Otherwise, why would Hanuman, the great devotee of Lord Ramachandra, read daily about the activities of Lord Ramachandra as described in the Ramayana itself? The fact is that in any of the above-mentioned 12 transcendental humors of devotional service, everything is transcendentally pleasing. However, Srila Rupa Goswami mourns in this connection for persons who are in the fire of false renunciation or the dry speculative habit and who thus neglect devotional service. Persons who are attached to the ritualistic ceremonies recommended in the Vedas and who are attached to the impersonal Brahman cannot relish the transcendental pleasure of devotional service. Srila Rupa Goswami advises, therefore, that devotees who have already tasted the nectar of devotion should be very careful to protect devotional service from such dry speculators, formal ritualistic elevationists, and impersonal salvationists. Devotees should protect their valuable jewel of spiritual love from the clutches of thieves and burglars. In other words, a pure devotee should not describe devotional service and its different analytical aspects to such dry speculators and false renouncers, because those who are not devotees can never achieve the benefits of devotional service. For them, the subject of devotional service is always very difficult to understand. Only persons who have dedicated their lives unto the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead can relish the real nectar of devotion. And when one transcends the status of ecstatic love and thus becomes situated on the highest platform of pure goodness, one is thus understood to have cleansed the heart of all material contamination. In that pure stage of life, one can taste this nectar, and this tasting capacity is technically called rasa, or transcendental mood. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta summary study of the second division of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu in the matter of general devotional service. Recorded March 31st, 2021 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the author, the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.